Why? Because I will give. I read the scripture, saint. He says to the watchman, you warn every man, righteous and unrighteous. That's what he says. And he said, you do that because if you don't do it in the blood, I'm going to require it. You see a fault there, you warn this one. I don't care. You tell them. And in the process of doing that, you warn everyone. That's what the word is for. Even in my reproof, it should warn you. When I'm rebuked, it should warn you. When you're rebuked, it should warn your neighbor. That's what it's all about. That's why Paul said the elder. He said, reprove him before all. He told Timothy that. That the others may fear Almighty Yahweh. Even if an elder is not above reproof, he said, you reprove him. He gave Timothy that charge to do that. You rebuke him before all, that everyone may fear Yahweh. He hasn't changed his word. And that's why he set, first of all, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers and preachers. That's the order. He established government. He first of all said apostles, and then government, then miracles, tongues. That's a sequential order of what things should be in the body today. They reverence tongues more than they do anything. Or jump and a shout. Or gift of healing. No, I want the men of authority. I pray, Father, send them. I do. When I say something to a man, I have no fear of that. Help me. Preach to me, brother. Show me my wrong. Show me the things that will circumvent me, cause me to go out of the way. I have no pride like that. None whatsoever. I want to know the truth. I want to be saved. Save yourself. Keep yourself from this world. That's what he's telling us in that scripture. Save yourself from, keep yourself from the world and the appetite of the world. This world is very vicious, saints. It is slaughtering the people. It's killing them. You can't find no faith. That's why he tells us when we see this time, this perilous time, men lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. You ever seen that? They're disobedient, unthankful, unholy, truth makers, incontinent. He said, don't fail. Get in the assembly. Get with the brothers and sisters and pray. Kill your flesh. That's what he wants. He said, you get with each other. That's where your power is going to be. Sure it is. Pray and sing. Those that are willing to pray. It's not going to come from the world. Satan has tricked their mind so. He has gotten their mind so. They're self-righteous. That's what this generation is. You always write to yourself. I don't care what someone, you're right. I'm self-right. I'm right. I'm right. That was wrong. They are wrong. He's wrong. She's wrong. It's one thing about that. I don't care what it is, saints. I remember one day Josh came to me. He was a little upset. But when I finished dealing with that situation, not only was they a reproof, I was a reproof. I said, you tell me what to do, brother. Tell me what to do. You tell me, brothers. And even when that situation was resolved, you could sense, come on now, let's go now, brother. Let's take care of business. That's the way it should be. And it made old brother Josh, he said, I understand now. It's me. It ain't him. It's really me. And he came complaining. He says, really me, Pastor Rob? He came back that evening. He said, Pastor Rob, I see a little better now. I understand. I believe that he'll allow everything to come our way to prove us. Prove us. He draw our hearts, our faith. He does, saints. He does. He does. He will set hard taskmasters over us to see how we're going to respond. That's what he does. You set a hard thing over you, see how you're going to respond. You know how he wants you to respond? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? He wants you, even in that situation, in all things, you just give thanks unto him. That's the response he wants. He wants a thanks. That's what he wants. Regardless of what the situation, he wants a thanks. That's all he's looking for. And see, once you do that, then he says, I know. He trusts me. She'll wait on me. And all things he gives thanks. That's all he wants. It's not the circumstance. It's not the situation. All he wants is the thanks. In all things, what he means, just give thanks. He wants us to do that. Give him thanks. And he means what he says, too. Glory. He means exactly what he says. He means exactly what he says. And if we don't do that, we don't obey him, then we're gonna miss out. Begin to govern our hearts. Govern our spirits. And Satan is doing all he can to destroy the faith of the saints. He really is. I tell y'all, sometimes I just want to fly away, find me a place. But I know that's not what the Father wants. It's true, Mama. I've been hard on you, reprove you. But it hasn't destroyed you. There's some I haven't reproved like I reprove you. And they need a reproving. And I'll call your name out to you, rebellious, hard-headed, stubborn. And there's some I haven't reproved like that. Glory. But why would he do that? Because he's given them us love and showing them us love. That's all it is, Mama. Don't I ever let the devil tell you? Come on, you know that child in the house that tend to go a little out of the way. Mama loved that one more. She had a place in her heart for that one, a little different than the one that she didn't have to worry about. Yes, she did. You didn't find your home before he died. He got Pat. He said, Pat, he'll tell the testimony. He said, son, I've been hard on you. He said, I love you, boy, because I do. You think he loves him less than he loved Jermaine? He loved him. He said, I love you, boy. Isn't that something? He was the last one he really talked to before he always took him out of his mind. That boy. Huh? Isn't that something? Then he said, son, I love you. He said, not that I don't love you. He said, I know you may not, your countenance or what you think or your expression, you may mean well in that. He said, but it just don't convey that. And you need to change those things that it will convey that. You need to change that. He said, that's what you need to do. It wasn't that he didn't love his boy. It wasn't that when he tanned his hide and get on him. It wasn't that he wasn't kind to him. It's because he loved him. He understood what the challenges for his son. And that's what you always, he understand our challenges today, saints. We got to press to hold on to faith today. You got to press. There's so much drawing from your faith, showing you ought not to walk that way. You ought not to do it. It is foolish. You shouldn't live. There's so much. So much. And the only thing we have to do is look at the end of that, what it produces. Death. Darkness. That's all it produces, saints. That's all it produces. Nothing but death and darkness, separation from Yahweh. No faith. It's all a sensual pleasure, all a natural pleasure. When you was trying to kick Mother Mill off, not one time did I want to put her off. I just wanted her to do right. That's all. No, I wanted to do right, hypocrite. Say what you want to. I want her to do right. Yeah, she would infuriate me, make me angry. The scripture said be angry, but said not. I don't have the heart to say, get off of these crowns. No. She needed me just like I needed her. I needed her just like she needed me. Sure. I needed her. She needed me. And it's one thing that we all understand, even as you watch it with Mother Smith, Mother Miller understands something maybe a little greater than you all do. She understands that there's an hour even greater than you. If you didn't think that death of Mother Smith affected her somewhat, you're wrong. Yes, it did. She was always over that faithful with that. If you don't think that affected this woman, you're crazy. She realizes she's going down that same road. She ain't too far from him. And I want y'all to keep around. But I know that I'm going that way too. So we must get our hearts right. What? Beloved, having therefore these promises, let us, listen, saints, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. You got to cleanse yourself. Let us. Those things are in you. Those filthy things are in you. Cleanse yourself from it. Good to pray. That's why it's good to be smitten. He said, then I'll pray. David said, when the righteous man smite me, then I know it's going to cause me to pray. See, that's why we're not praying today. This whole religious world is not praying because no one wants to be smitten. He said, then when he smites me, then I know because of that I'm bruised, then I'll pray. Then I cried unto the Father. So there's very little crying out today, saints. You always said to the daughters of Zion to weep. We ought to weep for the daughters of Zion in this house. We ought to cry, saints, because we understand the thing that is coming upon the face of the earth. It is going to be a trial in this nation like never before. Woe unto them that are eat in Zion. We are so easy in Zion. We have it so good. You mothers don't ever have to worry about your babies going hungry. They're full. I thought about that yesterday. We were out there talking, Brother Dale, Sister Celeste and I, we were out there talking. She said, the baby is hungry. And I said, you know, we take that for granted. She was able to go in there, just feed the baby without any conscience. Just feed the baby. And there are billions today, the babies starve. Billions. 3 billion plus. They get a meal every other day. Babies in Africa dying by the millions. They're not even included in the census because they have them in the boonies and they die. They have them in the cities of Nairobi and they die. They die by the millions. Why? No food, no water, no bread. And then they grow up to be very cantankerous, very corrupt. And those babies die. And we, a place where a nation says that they know Yahweh, or, quote, they love God, unquote. They ordain homosexuals, openly perverts to lead the people. Homosexuals, pull daggers. Women call themselves bishops, preachers, and they ordain that. And they think that there's no repercussion behind that. The cup is already full for this nation. That the wrath of Yahweh is going to be poured out upon it. They take pleasure in everything but His truth. They're proud of their sons and their daughters. They're proud of everything except being grateful unto Almighty Yahweh. The daughters having babies out of wedlock and they're proud of that. Sons producing babies. Oh, I'm proud of that. No. It ought to be a shame. You don't have to be ashamed because it's a tragedy. But they're proud of it. Oh, my son is successful. Going to hell. Oh, my daughter's successful. She got a job, Dad. She is very successful. A servant. Slave. I cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon too. He will all want to hate the other, cling to the one, and despise the other. You can't serve him in flesh. You can't serve him in the law of the flesh at the same time. You're going to love one and despise the other. And that's just the truth, saints. And so they're trying to serve both of them. And you can't do it. What is our strength? Well, to love Yahweh with all of our heart. All of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And then we love our neighbors ourselves. Mark chapter 12, verse 32. Mark chapter 12, verse 32. Now the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is but one Yahweh, and there is none other but he. Verse 33, Mark chapter 12. He said, and to love him with all the heart, and with all understanding, with all the soul, and with all thy strength, and to love thy neighbor as himself, is more than all burnt offering, than the whole of all burnt offerings and sacrifice. And when Yahshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of Yahweh. And no man after that does ask him any question. Now Ephesians tells us the same thing. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32. It said, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Messiah and the assembly, the tabernacle. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself. That's what he says in verse 33. Did he not tell you to love our neighbors as we love himself? And did he say to love your wife as he loved himself? Now, how can there be a difference in that love? The one with the wife is just one that is intimate, that he lays with her and they take comfort in bed together and things like that. But he ought to be able to be intimate with his brother and his sister with love and with honesty. Come on, a husband is not a husband if he's not honest with his wife. What man will lie to his wife? He just flat out tell a lie. He's not an honest man. Man go out and commit adultery, sin, or why does not and not be honest? See, when a man is honest, he won't do that. When a wife is honest, she won't do that. When they're not honest, they'll do those kinds of things. So he said, you love your neighbor as himself. He said, you're not even far from the kingdom. And he commands the men to love their wives, the brothers, to love the wives, as Yahshua loved the assembly. He said, and you love her as you love himself. That's how we ought to love our wives, as we love ourselves. And if I love my wife like I love myself, then I love Brother Dave like I love myself. When I do her wrong, no more wrong than I do Brother Dave. When I spit in her face, no more wrong than I spit in Brother Dave's face. When I punch in the nose, no more than I punch Brother Dave in the nose. And if there are men that will punch their wives in the nose, won't punch their brother in the nose. There are wives that will cut their husbands up and spit on them and scratch them. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. And yet someone can do them egregious. And they will prove to them how much they love. But yet their wives and their husbands, You shouldn't stop the wife, shot the head. If somebody out there would say something worse than that, he won't even say anything. He said, you love your wife as you love himself. You love your wife as you love himself. Then I love her like I love my head. So if I will not go with some other woman on her, then I will not touch her. Don't you understand the parallel with that love? If that's my wife, I will not go out with, over her with someone else, then why would I touch you? And she will not go out with some other man, then why would she touch him? It's the same. Love is the same, Saints. For Yahweh is love. What degree of love is that? Is that love of Yahweh? It's just love. Can you express that? No, you cannot express that. Can you define his love? No, you can't. The only way you can bring any meaning to it is that you obey his commandments. That's the only way you're going to prove that. You do what he tells you to do. Now, that's just love. That's what he says. Husband, love your wife as you love himself. And to love your neighbor as you love himself. Messiah, you say, man, you understand that. You're not far from the kingdom. See, that's what we got to get to. When a man does that, truly, you're not far from the kingdom. So we're a long way from the kingdom. Because we must do just that. Even the scribes knew that. So that's what we must do, saints. This is the truth. It's not my word. It's Yahweh's word. It's his truth. And he's not going to take anything back from it either. Not one bit at all. He's going to correct us in our ways. Because in this everyday what we need correcting all the day long. I'm telling you, saints. We don't think we need correcting war unto us. We need correcting all of us. And so that's why he said a watchman. That he may watch. Elder that rules well. Then he ought to be counted worthy of double honor. That's the truth, saints. He should be counted that way. No, it's not anything that he is trying to bring upon himself. It's just what the Father tells us to do. And because we love him, then we do just what he said. That's why. Because we love him. And we obey his commandments. That is commandment. You don't muzzle the ox that tread the corn. The ox going out there plow the field, you're going to take the corn away from it? You don't do that. Huh? You don't take away my stem, my staff of bread. Don't try to buy it, man. I ain't going to let y'all do that, any of you. I don't care what you think, how you feel. I ain't going to let you buy me. So you don't muzzle the ox that tread the corn. Don't take the corn away from me. Let me eat a little bit. Let me go to the corn trough. Let me do that. Well, you haven't done a thing. I know I haven't. Thank Yahweh for that. He has. I give him thanks in all things. It's not by my instruction. It's by his instruction. You ought to know that it is of him because flesh can't, it can't do this. Flesh can't submit to him. That's why you got to crucify it. And when a man truly realizes the promises that we have in him, when a man truly realizes that he will want to kill his flesh, because we don't realize what we have, then that's why we're not willing to destroy it. Are you sad today, preacher? Not at all. I'm glad that he has a rod of correction. In his kingdom, he's going to rule with a rod of iron. That's how he's going to rule, saints. He means what he says. If the angels fell against him and sinned, then what do you think we will do in the kingdom? Amen. He's going to rule. You're not going to bend any law. You're not going to break any but the slightest. He's going to rule. You're going to know he's a ruler too. Amen. You are. You're going to know that. Amen. Saints, if nothing else, we must realize that we're going to die. I look in the obituary. Sometimes I see folks my age. I say, oh, ooh, my number. 48, 49, 50. I'm in that number, 40. 50, 51, 52, that's my range right there. See women, see men, white, black. It makes no difference. And they all die. And they all go to where the grave. And you're going to die. You're going to die. I see him your age, his age. 30, 28, 17, 12, 5. Come in all ages. All sizes. Every 6 seconds in America, someone dies. Every 6 seconds, someone dies in this country. In other parts of the world, every second, someone is dying. You go to countries in Africa, every second, someone's dying. Boom, boom, boom. Every second, they're dying. Locked into eternity, too. If Yahweh doesn't bring judgment upon this nation, then I can truly say that he's an unjust king. But he's going to do it. Without any reservation. And they're going to weep. They're going to howl. They are. For the miseries that are going to come upon them. And saints, I warn you, the misery is going to overtake this nation. It seems as though it's going all nice. Everything is rosy. But the misery is going to overtake America. They're going to overtake it like a drunken woman is going to fall. No use to telling this. No use to preaching it. What we need is to prepare ourselves. And so when this nation falls, then you're prepared. $1 million will not adequately satisfy someone when they retire. Man, what a crazy world. What a lustful world. And that's what they're doing. They're saving for their future. And there's nothing to save for. It's going to crumble. It's going to fall. And we're going to see the streets filled with death in this nation. It's going to come. She's committed every kind of atrocity, every kind of sin, every kind of abomination. Every kind of foul thing there is, she's done it. She's sinned. She's fornicated. She's done everything but what's right. She's filled with religious whorehouses. No nation upon the face of the earth has more places of what we call worship than this nation here. It is one of the most pagan nations upon the face of the earth. You can't find anything that's pure in it. Anything they call for sacrifice. What? No, they would sacrifice $10. Sacrifice a finger. But to lay their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. They won't do that. And so that's why you find the young women today no control. The young men. They sell their bodies for a sensual pleasure. For just a little gratifying. And they are not even gratified. They're not. They sell it for a little lust, a little sin. And that's not what the Father wants. He wants them to be pure and holy. Their motive to be right and to be pure. That's what he wants. So if I love Sister Roberts like I love Sister Deborah, if she's my neighbor, then I will not infringe upon Sister Deborah. Not because Jeff, because I love her because of, I love her as I love myself. That's why. We are one. If she's in the body, then what makes that? That makes us one sister. We are one in him. And that's the way it should be. No white ones. No black ones. No brown ones. Just saints. That's all it should be. That's what he wants. And until we get that mindset, then woe unto us. Who? Well, we look out for the welfare of one another, body. That's what we ought to do. That's what he wants. No. Not just Sister Dean, Sister Honeycutt, or Sister Roberts, or with Sister Deborah. No, we look out for the welfare of the body. Not just Sister Horn with Sister Les, or Sister Marchia with Sister Angie. We look for the welfare of the body. When this finger hurt, my whole body hurts. This finger right here has been hurting for the longest. It hurts. Mother then looks at me sometime when I walk. I have to warm my knees up, Mother. It takes me about 10 steps. Once I get it warmed up, I can walk with it. Sometimes I have to walk like that, my knees. I truly must warm them up. I have to warm my knees up. When I ride to Monroe or to Sam's, when I get out of the truck, I got to, sometimes it's, and once they get warmed up, it doesn't take but a, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 steps. But it warms them up, and I can roll there, but I must warm them up. Sure must be a concern for the body, saints. What he's going to do to this body, he's going to take you to the fire of trials. He's going to have to do that in order to save it. We're not going to even be saved, saints. That's why if I was you, I would just save myself from this generation. It's an untoward generation. It's void of the love of Yahweh. It doesn't have any sincere desire for him. The scripture said that they that love Jerusalem shall prosper. I believe that. I'm longing for the city of my Yahweh. And he has a name. You find the Father's name. You find the Son's name. And then the Father's name is salvation unto men. Everything is for his glory. It is sad. I was reading today how that all these organizations, they know that his name with the vowel placement is Yahweh. Catholic journals, Moody Bible Institute, they all. And what they said, they're afraid of the cataclysmic type of reaction. If it was truly introduced, people will rebel against that. That's what they say. I can show you. And it will show you all these different books, all these books that tell you. I mean, all kinds of books. The Episcopalian doctrine, they all understand that. When they say, well, just leave it alone. We don't want to mess with that. They all do that. He has a name. What father has no name? He has a name. Messiah had a father. And he was just not Lord. It wasn't God. It was Yahweh. That is his name. That is saint. I don't care if no one loves me or want a fellowship with me because of that. He has a name. His name is Yahweh. And salvation belongs unto Yahweh. That's what Scripture says. That is my name, Lord God. That's not so. That is my name, Yahweh. Who's your father? Who's your father, Elder Crawford? Yeah, who's your natural father? Ernest Crawford. Who's your father, Sister Stacy? Who's your father, Brother Sean? Huh? So who's your father? And I searched that out 57 times where it said whose name is. I got it all right here. I was going to touch on that, but I won't. I printed them out on Scripture. And everywhere it comes to the Father's name, say, whose name is the Lord? Whose name is the Lord God? When it comes to Sarai, whose name is Sarai? Whose name is Moses? Whose name is Abraham? Let me just read this before I close. We don't want truth today. I want to show you how precise Yahweh is. I just copied the Scriptures down. Now I want to ask you, were all these names important? Okay? I want to ask you one question. I'll read them. The Scripture says in Luke, just listen to them. Luke 1:27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Was that important? Of the house of David? And the virgin's name was Mary. Was that important? Why not her name being Sue? Or the husband's name being Randy? Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was a just and a devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Was that important? Whose name it was? Luke 24:18. And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered and said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there these days? Was that name not important? John 1:6. There was a man sent from Yahweh whose name was John. Was that important? Whose his name is? Whose name is? Acts 7:58. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Was that important? Had to be Saul. Acts 13:6. And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, and they found a certain sorceress, false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. Was that name important? Whose name? Because who, that word, adjective or adverb, it denotes a possession. Acts 28:7. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the owl, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us there 3 days courteously. Was that important, his name? Revelation 9:11. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. Is that important? Whose name? But in the Greek tongue have his name Apollyon. You tell me that's not important? Whose name? Esther 2:5. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. Was that important? The son of Jairus, and the son of Shimei, and the son of Kish, the Benjaminite. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Was that important? And the man was a perfect and upright man, one that feared Yahweh and eschewed evil. Jeremiah 37:13. When he was in the gates of Benjamin, a captain of the ward was there, whose name was Iriah, and the son of Shilemah, and the son of Hannah. And he took Jeremiah and the prophet, saying, thou fallest away to the Chaldeans. Daniel 2:26. The king answered and said unto Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me which I've seen and the interpretation thereof? Was that name important? Had to be that name. Had to be him. Genesis 38:1. And it came to pass at the time of Uzziah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite whose name was Hariah. Was that not important? Genesis 38:2. Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he took her and he went into her. Was that not important? Judges 8:31. Judges 8:30-31. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine, that was Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name was Abimelech. Was that not important? And there was a certain man of Zorah, his family, Danite, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and bare none. Was that important, that man in that city? Had to be him, saints. And that's just the truth. And everywhere in Scripture where it says Yahweh's name, it just says, Psalms 83:18, that men may know that thou art, that men may know that thou, whose name is the Lord, and the Most High over all the earth. But all the other ones, it said, whose name is Jeremiah. That's what it says in Psalms 38:18. That men may know that thou, whose name alone. Now somewhere something is wrong. And that's the plot to him too. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one, who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high place. That's his name. Jeremiah. And I will make drunk the princess and her wives and her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they shall sleep with a perpetual sleep, and none shall wake, saith the king. This is Yahweh now, whose name is the Lord God of hosts. But everybody else whose name, the names were identified. Amen. Something is wrong, saints. Amen. Jeremiah 48:15. Moab is spoiled, and gone up out of her cities, and chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is the Lord God of hosts. Amos 5:27. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord God, saith the Lord God, whose name is the Lord God of hosts. So many scriptures, saints. That's why you better study. Just be like the Bereans. You hear what I say, and then you study the scriptures, see if they be so. You better stop walking in your tradition and your doctrines and your feelings. They're going to destroy you in the hell. What name do we love? David says, the seed also of his servant shall inherit, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. What is the name you're going to love? What name do you love? Is there a name that you love, or there's just no name? Is there just any name you love? He has a name. Just like all the rest of them had names. That word, who, in the sense of an adjective, it means of or relating to whom, which especially as possessor or possessors. Even in the sense of a pronoun, it is that which belonged to whom. So it has meaning, saints. So what is his name? Is it just simply Lord? That ain't no name. It's not. And if you really wouldn't be so afraid and search, you will say, look up the words. Is that something? You folks will read every kind of whorehouse book. You read all kinds of other things. When there come to things that will bring a revelation, you won't read that. Let me say this before we close. Tricia, she had been here all those years, 5 years. She had never opened the scriptures in 5 years. I said, sister, you ever read the Bible? She was honest enough. She said, Pastor Robert, I have not opened a book in 5 years. How sad. That's worse than the Baptist, folks. When it's on the table and it does. You may open it, but then you don't believe what you read. Is it praising by his name? Yah. Nothing else. That's what he said. You read that, but you don't believe it. Father, we thank you for all things. Go with your people. Bless them, I pray. Bless every saint. Bless us all, I pray, in Yahshua's name. Bless you all, saints.